2 weeks ago on this show, we talked to someone who would fit right in with the Maker Faire crowd. Photographer John Flagg sends cameras to the edge of space inside a weather balloon. When we met with him, he was on his way to the Great Plains Super Launch in Hutchinson. That's a gathering for people who send balloons equipped with tracking devices to the edge of our atmosphere. And then when the balloons burst, they parachute back to Earth. The balloon enthusiasts use tracking devices to find them. Okay, this all sounds very technical and perhaps even a bit nerdy, but our intern Christina Leffring was intrigued by the whole thing and went out to Hutchinson to witness the launch firsthand. She found a whole community built around space exploration, amateur radio, and the adventurous spirit of a treasure hunt.
For Bill Brown, it all started after he saw a documentary about a man who parachuted to the Earth from 100,000 feet above ground.
The description he gave of being able to see hundreds of miles in all direction and see the blackness of space and the curve of the Earth, I wanted to see that for myself. Some people strapped a bunch of balloons onto a lawn chair, but that seemed a little risky. So I decided to come up with a camera and a video camera to put up in a small weather balloon.
That was 30 years ago, and he's been launching balloons ever since. Brown is the father of high-altitude ballooning and a founding member of the annual Great Plains Super Launch. This year, despite concern over 30-mile-per-hour winds and a nearby tree line, founding member Paul Verhaeg is prepping his balloon and payload.
So a GPS receiver and a radio transmitter that'll transmit its location. My second balloon will actually send up science instruments.
So you're launching two balloons?
I'm doing two, that's right, yeah. Last year I did four, so I'm kind of weaseling out this year.
We clear everything. Okay, here we go.
Hit it.
How many two? Okay, hope one's hit the balloon. 9, 9, 14, 9, 12, 9, 15, 10, 9, 14.
You're good.
I think we're good. Okay, cut the gas, please. Okay, are you up and transmitting?
Yeah, great.
Okay, we're good. Okay, now.
Okay, ready to let go. Okay, so don't hold on to the chute.
Watch your head. It's getting crazy.
Okay, just release. Let's go.
Count it down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go, go, go.
Cleared the trees.
Whoa. Keep going.
Now that the balloons are in the air, it's time to hunt them down. Marty Griffin and Mike Morgan are from Edge of Space Sciences, a volunteer group based in Denver that organizes launches with kids from age 4 all the way to college students. They agreed to let me tag along as they chase their balloons using GPS and ham radios.
The balloon will actually send down tracking information that gets received by the computers, and we'll actually watch it move across the map.
Griffin and Morgan lead a team of 8 trackers who communicate by ham radios and use code names like Alpha, Charlie, and Foxtrot.
Our role is we're kind of the coordinators of tracking our balloons, so all the other trackers report into us.
We have flown 195 flights and never lost a balloon. That is because we got really smart, dedicated trackers out here. The technology today is pretty good, but, you know, 23 years ago, we were flying by the seat of our pants.
It's a lot more fun because with GPS technology, the chances of actually watching it land have gone way up. Being able to see it land is also a huge thrill for students.
Oh, yes.
You got to see those kids running into the fields. They're just jumping up and down. You see high school kids, and they're kind of pretty cool. You get them out in the middle of nowhere tracking a balloon, and they're just like, you know, 6, 7-year-olds running around.
We pass through towns that are little more than a street with a stop sign, with names like Hope and Lost Springs. We drive on 2-lane roads that change to gravel, then to dirt, with names like Oat, Nail, or Half Mile Road.
South.
What are we going on this road for?
I don't know.
Some local amateur radio operators ask what we're up to and help the team out. Griffin says this is typical.
Part of the amateur radio side of the hobby is that we all kind of help each other. We're good colleagues, even though the only time we ever talk, or maybe today, it's all a community.
No more of that frivolity.
At 90,000 feet, the balloon bursts. We continue to race down country roads and calculate the balloon's route as it parachutes to Earth.
Where to, boss?
Oh, I don't know.
Are we going to sit here for a minute?
Is it this one?
I don't know.
We have a degree in this.
We finally spot the balloon coming down into a field. The farmer gives us permission to go on his land, and the closest tracker goes to collect it.
Tally-ho!
Roger on the tally-ho. How cool is that? Tally-ho means that we actually have a tracker who has touched the payload.
Marty Griffin and Mike Morgan check in with the other teams to see if anyone needs help. But everyone's found their balloons and are wrapping things up. They all decide to meet at a local diner to swap stories.
Hey, this worked out pretty good today, buddy.
Yeah, it did.
Thank you very much.
For Central Standard, I'm Christina Leffring.